Art galleries aren't normally the place to go if you fancy a laugh, but an exhibition at Tate Britain is proving an exception. Rude Britannia is a collection of comic art from the 17th century to the present day.
From William Hogarth's The Rake's Progress to Margaret Thatcher's spitting image puppet to the frankly absurd.
Tate Britain teamed up with guest curators including Gerald Scarfe, Harry Hill and the editors of Viz to look at how comedy in paintings, postcards and puppets has shaped our society.
Well, British comic art, I think, is in a great tradition. If you think of Carry On films and if you think of going right back to Hogarth and Gilray, how they criticised the people in the elite, the leaders and the politicians and so forth. And I think that's very healthy, really.
Artists know there is no better way to encourage people to think than through laughter. And some of the methods they've used are innovative, to say the least.
There's a chamber pot from the early 19th century, which gives you the chance to, kind of comment on the tyranny of Napoleon, because Napoleon's bust features in the bottom of this chamber pot, so if you use it, then you'll end up kind of, defacing, Napoleon.
Over the last half century, Scarfe has held politicians to account through his clever but often brutal cartoons. He famously portrayed Margaret Thatcher as a fang-toothed pterodactyl and is enjoying the fresh meat of the coalition government.
I always draw Cameron as a sort of part of the Bullingdon, an old Etonian, the Bullingdon Club. I draw him in the Bullingdon Club outfit always. He's got a kind of high forehead, quite a big nose really, and poached egg eyes. And his jowls, I think, are getting lower and lower. They're getting sort of heavier and heavier down here. And he is sort of thickening up with the effect of power upon him.
As the saying goes, a picture paints a thousand words. Lucy MacDonald, Sky News.